再次欢迎我们中间的朋友们啊！对，第一次来的举个手可以吗？我们后面的汤伯伯、张阿姨，还有那边。
Once again, welcome everyone.
怎么称呼
？Kara，
欢迎你，欢迎，欢迎，欢迎，老朋友、新朋友，帮助友，
欢迎。
等一会儿我们留下来，我们一起吃饭。我们一个月。
Then we're gonna have lunch together.
一个月有一次一家聚餐的聚餐。在餐桌上可以来交流，互相的认识。今天有一件事情呢，我们请的客座检员呢，临时换人了，调换角色。
Today our speaker, I have to change.
所以我们这个Randy 和他的太太本来请他们来，但是他太太最好的一个朋友的父亲突然过世，所以他们要去帮着处理一些事情，他们下个月会来。我说你们就那你就赶紧去处理这些事情。
Because she had to attend a funeral, so she cannot come today.
所以我就立刻叫找丹肯地区，丹肯地区有很多的见证啊，可以来讲。
He has a lot of testimony he's going to share today.
所以我们感谢神，也为这件事情也祷告。第一个为这个Randy 地区也祷告，和他的太太，为他的朋友，第二个呢，我也请求大家为我的一个房客祷告。
Also pray for my tenant, my house.
那她年纪很大。
She's in her
old age. 单独住在那。
And she lives.
那她有时候呢，就是说早上很早起来就会做一些很奇怪的事情，让别的人不能睡觉。
He does some weird, strange things in the morning and quite disturbing.
所以别的房客呢说把她赶出去。
Other tenants said you
should. 但是我觉得她呢一个老年人。他一定有他的原因。也我看他很孤独。所以为他祷告，也为我祷告。怎么样来来处理这些事情？好，我们把这些事情带到主的面前。我们先一些祷告，好吧？大家心里面一起为跟我一起来祷告。照我们把我们需要的这些事情带到你神的宝座面前。
Bring all of these to you.
让特别为 Randy 和他的太太代表祷告。
Pray for Randy and his wife.
为他的朋友也祷告。
And also for her friends.
也亲自的安慰他的朋友。
Comfort his friend.
专业，用 Randy 和代表来祝福他的朋友。
May you use Randy and his wife to bless her friends.
你大大的用他们用神的爱安慰了他的朋友。
Comfort them. Comfort their friends.
主啊，你也为我的这个房客 Sharon 来祝福他。主啊，你怜悯他。我看到每一次看到他的时候，他非常的孤独。主啊，是的，主啊，你怜悯他，祝福他，也祝福其他的房客。主啊，能够有一个和平在那个地方。主啊，是的，主，也给我智慧，给我爱心，知道怎么解决这些问题。主啊，你祝福我们在国内的一些弟兄姐妹。
Bless our brothers in China.
大卫和他的家人、母亲在一起。祝福他在那边的教会。
Bless their church.
带领他的母亲去能够去教会。
And how the parents that are.Her mom to bring her to the church.
在亲友中间来做见证。
They will share testimony among relatives.
James 和陶芳。
James and also his wife.
大大的来祝福他。
And bless them mightily.
也祝福和我们中间其他的弟兄姐妹主啊，正在经历很多困难。
They have been going through difficulties.
你让每个人的经历你的大能。
Everyone will experience your mighty power.
经历你的大爱。
Experience your great love.
感谢主，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
你在前面，我还是有感动，有一些。我正好有这个先知向我们教会发的预言，我还是要念一下。前一段时间，先知伊缪在我们的中间。
Prophet, he was here with us.
他特别的向我们发预言。
prophesied to us.
那这些神所拣选先知所发的预言呢，都是要实现的。
And the chosen prophet, the prophecy will be fulfilled by the Lord.
我过去先知线我发过很多预言，我都记录下。
I have a lot of prophecies.
一个一个都在实现。
And all of them have been fulfilled.
当然，这实现要经历，有些要经历很多的痛苦。
All of them have gone through difficulties.
但是主是信实的。
But our Lord is
我给大家念一下，我们要为这些事情来祷告，要来回应。主对你们讲，我亲爱的各位，你同爱的，现在是正确的时候，把我的道。把我的话指示给你们中间每个人。我知道你们非常想搞明白你们生活中能藏的问题。现在到时候了，你们要寻求我的面，渴望着对你们生命中发生的问题得到一个解释。我可能会拔开一些门，
I will open the doors,
又会突然关上，
I will close the doors as well, suddenly.
而且很长时间以来，
But for a long time,
你们一直期待我会介入你们能产的问题，
anticipated that I will intervene among you.
可是必须要清楚地记住，
But you must remember,
在你们集体为彼此祷告的时候，我会训练你们期待神迹发生在每一个人的生命中。
When you pray together corporately for one another, I will miraculously do the great things among you.
而且主这样对你们讲。
And the Lord says,
将来会有一个时候，我会把一个集体的意象赐给你们。
One day in the future, I will show you all of these among you.
Your vision, collective vision.
Collective vision among you.For you.
没关系。很多人会像洪水一样不断涌进你们的教会。
People will flood into your church.
对于你们中间一些还在生病的亲人，我将会让他们看见我怎样奇迹般的医治他们。
For some of you who are sick, you will witness my healing miraculously.
神对你们说。
And the Lord says to you.
对于那些为关上的门发怨言的人，
For those who complain about the closing doors,
我突然会奇迹般的介入。
I will intervene miraculously.
主这样讲。
The Lord says,
装备自己也要期盼着。
Equip yourself and anticipate.
因为你们的信心是非常非常需要的。
But your faith is greatly needed.
主说，有一天你们会有你们教会自己的地方，成为一个产业。
The Lord said, "One day your church will be a property."
Yeah. 相信我要行神迹。
And believe that I will perform miracle.
主这样说，阿门。
This is what the Lord says. Amen.
所以我们也为这个来祷告。主啊，是的，主，再次的说，你的灵来把这个话语放在我们弟兄姐妹的里面。
Yes, Lord, put your word among our brothers and sisters.
主借着先知说的话不会落地无声。
Said through the prophet.It will not be fulfilled.
主，你要我们做的就是要有信心。
All you need is our faith.
你要我们集体的来祷告。
You need us to pray together.
主，我们愿意来回应。
Yes, Lord, we are willing to respond.
我们两个人在一起的时候。
Two or three are together praying.
在电话上的时候。
On the phone.
夫妻在一起的时候。
And the couples praying.
和孩子们在一起的时候。
And their children.
小组聚会的时候，
In the groups,
主日聚会的时候，
on Sunday,
我们就来祷告，
we pray together,
因为这是你的应许。
Because this is your promise.
当我们集体祷告的时候，
when we pray properly,
你会让我们经历神迹，
you will let us experience the miracles,
有病的要得医治，
and the sick will heal,
难缠的问题要得解决，
and the difficulties will be solved,
关上的门要打开，
the closed door will be opened,
我们心里有问题的要得医治。
All the heart issues they will be healed.
软弱的你要加力量。
And the sick will be, the weak will be strengthened.
主啊，我们感谢你赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，现在奉献呢，我们采取另外一个形式，就是我们放在那个地方。
Offering, we just, we leave it there. We now do it in a different way.
所以呢，就说你们有平时呢祷告，把这个钱准备好呢，来就放在这，随时就可以放。
You pray, and you can drop your money and at any time.
就是要写上自己的名字，要写清楚是 legal name.
You need to write down your legal name.
那个有一张纸上面写怎么样奉献，大家可以看，英文、中文都有。
There's a piece of paper that has been written there and about how to do the offering.
不明白奉献的意义的一些兄弟姐妹和朋友们呢，你们可以问周围的弟兄姐妹，圣经上怎么讲，可以来彼此来教导。
If you don't understand the meaning of offering, it's okay. Just talk and ask other who knows, and there are a lot of teaching in the Bible.
好的，我们就请丹丹弟兄上来。
Okay, now let's invite Duncan, Brother Duncan.
等一会儿弟兄姐妹也可以先回应。
And also later after that, and brother sister can also respond to the message.
好，我来做翻译。阿文来休息。给阿文弟兄啊，常常为他祷告，他们弟兄非常的忠心。姐妹们、朋友们，早上好。
And the sister and all the newcomers.
姐妹们，还有新来的朋友们。
Today we talk about a very important message.
今天我们也要讲一个非常重要的信息。
It's a message from heaven.
也就是从天上来的一个信息。
It's not one my message.
也不是我的信息。
It's not Pastor Van's message.
不是王炳牧师的信息。
It's not the message, you know, in the news.
也不是从这个新闻报道里面听到的信息。
It's not about making money.
也不是关于怎么样来赚钱。
It's about your eternal life.
也是关于你永恒的生命的。
The Bible said God is love.
那圣经讲呢，神就是爱。
Not only love.
不仅仅是爱。
He offered eternal love.
而且他给的是永恒的爱。
Not only eternal love,
不仅仅是永恒的爱。
He offered a love as a parent. He is your father. We are the children.
他所给的爱就像父母的爱，他是你的爸爸，我们是他的孩子。
From the beginning, God wanted to create His family.
就是从创世以来，他就想要造一个他自己的家。
It's a family of love.
就是一个有爱的家。
It's so hard to understand a family of love in this contemporary world.
在这样一个暂时的这个匆匆而过的世界上，很难去明白永恒的爱。
Because in this day and age, all the family becoming messed up.
因为当今的世界，很多的家庭都有好多的问题。
It's a loveless world.
变成一个没有爱的世界。
All songs about love.
就是好多唱的歌呢，在唱爱。
Especially popular songs.
特别是那些流行的歌曲。
All movie, everything is about love.
那所有的电影也在讲爱。
The problem is, God created us to love each other.
那问题是生造我们就是要来彼此相爱。
From the beginning.
从一开始。
God created the whole universe is out of love.
他创造整个世界，起初的动机都是爱。
The purpose God created the whole world is because He wants to love you and bring you, treat you as children of God.
就是神这个创造整个的宇宙也是要被爱的，所爱的你呢也预备。
But we mess up.
我们把这些东西搞糟了。
We become sinful.
我们变得罪行在。
We hurt each other.
我们开始彼此的伤害。
We are self-centered.
我们开始自我为中心，
也幸福，
那我就变得有罪性。
The world becomes a mess.
所以世界呢就变得一团糟。
The Bible said the end of the world is near.
那圣经讲呢，他说末世已经临近了，世界的末了已经近了。
But God's still waiting for us to come home.
那事实上呢，神还在等待着我们来回转归向他。
Now He has a solution.
他有一个解决的方案。
This solution is not by moral laws.
那这个方案呢，不是给我们立一套道德的法则。
Because it doesn't work.
因为这个东西不工作。
The more the rules is given.
那这个道德的规范呢，也会有不同。
The more we are sinful.
那就是说这个道德的规范越标准越高呢，我们越发现自己很有罪。
We want to do something.
我们先做一些事情
we cannot carry it on.
但我们又做不了
we want to do something good.
我们先做些好的事
the evil is the thing we do.
但是呢做出来的却是恶的
and God want us to try to do it give us the law but we just couldn't do it.
那神也给了我们律法让我们去遵循但是呢我们遵循不了
finally God knowWe cannot save ourselves. He has to have a plan. He sent Jesus Christ.
所以最终呢，神知道我们人类不能救自己，他就有一个计划，就是把他的儿子耶稣基督裁下来，因着爱。
He let you try.
他让人们做了尝试。
Nobody can solve the problem.
那没有人能够解决这个问题。
He sent Jesus Christ because He loved you.
他就把耶稣基督裁派下来，因为他爱你。
The Bible said God so loved the world.
所以圣经讲呢，神爱世人。
He gave His one and only begotten Son.
甚至把他的独生子赐下来。
Whoever believes Him will believe in Him will have eternal life.
凡一切信他的人都要得着永生。
Jesus come not to judge the world now.
所以耶稣现在来到这个世上呢，不是为了审判世界。
He come to love you.
他是爱你。
Yes, you are.
就是按你的本性来爱你
Just as you are
就是真正按照你自己原来的样子
Come as you are
所以你来的时候呢就是按照你自己的本性要来
Some people say I'm very weak
有的人说我很软弱
I'm sick
我也有病
I've been sick all my life
我就觉得我一生都是有病
I was born handicapped
我自己呢就是生下来有残疾
I don't look good
我自己长得也不怎么样
I'm too thin
我可能太瘦
I'm too fat
我可能太胖
I'm too tall
我可能太高
I'm too young
我可能太年轻
All kinds of things feel hey I'm not loved
好多事情我们自己都觉得我们不配得爱
And I cannot love other people、too.
我自己也没有办法去爱别人
But Jesus
但是耶稣讲
I know you're weak
我知道你软弱
But come as you are
但是你来的时候
If I would love you as you are,
因为我爱你是按照你原来的样子
You say no 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 no
我们就说哦不是这样不是这样
I'm not weak
我自己软弱
I'm handsome
有的人说我自己呢也是很帅
I'm Mr. Hong Kong
我是这个香港的公子
Oh, I'm Miss Hong, Miss Hong Kong
我是港姐
I don't need this
我不需要这个
I'm always work hard, beautiful, and all my graduate have good education. I don't need them.
我能认真工作，我长得也不错，完了也是自己有很好的教育，我不需要什么。
But somehow,
可是
some people is better looking than me.
你就发现有人长得比你更漂亮。
Some people stronger than me.
有的人比你更加的强壮。
I feel jealous.
我就发现妒忌之心生。
That's office politics. You know, everybody stepping on each other. I don't like it.
就像今天的政治，你看每一个人都用脚踩别人。
Yes, I'm strong.
我很强。
But the problem is,
可是
it's like two rocks, two rocks, two stones.
就像两个石头碰到一起。
Both are very strong.
那两个都很厉害。
The problem is when two stones come together, they grind each other.
但两个石头在一起呢，两个就会有彼此的。
The strong person will compete to hurt and hurt each other.
所以呢，两个强势的人呢，就彼此的伤害。
Life is full of friction.
所以呢，这个生活里面充满了摩擦。
Anxiety.
充满了焦虑。
and coalition.
啊，很多有时候我们就是说是那种
冲撞。
冲撞。
Personality conflict.
啊，就是这种性格不同的一种。
My boss does not deserve to be boss.
啊，就说我的老板不配做老板。
I should be the CEO.
其实我应该做这个总裁。
A lot of complaint.
啊，我就好多的抱怨。
Yes, you are strong, but you are full of bitterness.
是的，你可能很强，但是你里面充满了苦毒。
Full of strife.
但是很多的挣扎。
Sometimes you do something underhand in order to advance your career.
有些时候你不得不服在这个老板的手下，屈辱的来为了你的职业。
But I still think I'm not a bad man. I'm pretty good.
那我自己还是觉得我是一个好人，我不差。
But you know you're not good enough.
但是呢，你知道你没有想象的那么
好。You're only a human being.
那你只是一个普通人。
You die.
啊，你会将来也会死亡。
Eventually, the 100% casualty in human life.
就说100%人类要走的路。
100% they have to die. That's no exception.
就是100%都要经历
死亡，
没有例外。
Actually, life is a pretty sad story.
所以呢，这个人类的生活呢，成了一个悲剧。
It ends up you cannot finish anything.
也就是说，最终的结局呢，就是说你手头抓不到任何。
Sooner or later, your relationship will be shattered by death.
或迟或早，你的美好的关系也会因着死亡而结束。
Even you think you're strong,
甚至即使你觉得你非常的强，刚
强 limited,
但是呢，你是有限。
You think you have money,
你觉得你有钱
，but you're not happy,
但是呢
，you have no peace,
没平安。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
，Come as you are,
所以你来就带着你的本相。
Come to me, come as you are,
所以来到我的跟前，带着你自己的本相。
You cannot change yourself.
你不能改变自己。
I'm not going to change you now.
我现在也不一定立刻改变。
But I'll give you a new spirit.
我要给你一个新的灵。
New heart.
新的心。
Which is from heaven.
是从上头来的。
Then you can live a new life.
这样你就可以过一个新的
生活。Then you become a new creation in Christ.
而且你会成为一个新造的人，在耶稣里。
Then you will be able to live the person, the kind of life you want to live.
然后你就可以来过一个生活，也是生所喜悦的生活。
You become the person you want to be.
也就成为你想要成的那个人。
It which is in Christ full of love.
这就是你在基督里充满了爱。
Full of joy.
有充满了平安。
Full of peace.
充满了这个平安喜乐。
Love, joy, peace.
就是爱、喜乐和平安。
Money cannot buy.
这样子。钱不能买的。
Even the richest person,
不光是世界上多富有的人也不能买。
Even Bill
Gates, 不光是 Bill Gates,
Even Buffett,
Buffett,
nobody,
没有人
can buy happiness.
没有人能够买幸福。
You say, I'm not strong, I'm not sick.
我自己不强不强也不那个
But I just want to live my own life.I can live my own life with my principle.
我自己按照我自己做人的原则来生活，难道不行吗
？And I work hard.
我自己刻苦工作。
And I enjoy the labor of my hands.
我享受我手劳动所得的成果。
I live my own life. I don't need any money.
我自己过我自己的生活，不去惹别人。
I'm not weak. I'm not strong.I'm a middle man. I'm middle class.
我自己呢不强势也不弱势，我是一个中庸之道的人。
But somehow you find.
但是你突然发现
，You still not happy.
还是不能高兴幸福。
You have American dream.
你可能有个美国梦。
You have a Chinese dream.
有一个中国梦。
You have Japanese dream.
或者是日本梦。
Everyone have their own dream.
每一个人有他自己的梦。
Some fight for human rights.
有的人呢，他为了人权而来斗争。
Some greedy for money.
有的人呢，为了名利而争夺。
Some want to live in the wilderness.
有的人在旷野里面生活。
As a monk.
他成为一个和尚。
Doesn't want to fight for anybody.
与世无争。
You say I'm a pretty temporary person.
他说，你可能说我就是一个活在当下的人。
I'm nice to everybody.
我世界上对所有的人都不错。
But how come I still not happy?
为什么我还是不高兴呢？
Still I couldn't find love.
是为什么还找不到爱呢？
I find stress.
我为什么找到的就是压力？
I find comfort.
为什么是冲突呢？
Trouble.
为什么是麻烦呢？
And Jesus said,
耶稣说，
Come as you are.
就是来到你的跟前，按你的本相来到我的跟前。
Any person can come as you are.
所以每一个人能来到耶稣跟前都
是。Because he loves you as you are.
他爱你是按照你。
No matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
God loves you.
耶稣爱你，神爱你。
He wants to give you the gift of love.
他要给你这个恩赐，就是爱的礼物。
But you said I have sinned.
那你可能说我这个人是有罪的。
I have moral failure.
我可能在道德上也曾经失败了。
I have done something I cannot get through. I cannot pass that.
我曾经做过一些事情，我永远都没法补偿不救。
But Jesus said.
但是耶稣说。
Come as you are.
所以你来就按照你的本性。
Forget the things that's in the past.
所以你忘记过去你所做的事情。
Just press on.
就是要努力面前的。
I give you new hope.
我要给你新的盼望。
New life.
新的生命。
New direction.
新的方向。
I forget your sin.
我完全赦免你的罪。
Because Jesus died for you.
因为耶稣为你的罪。
Redeem your sin.
为的就是要来这个赦免你的罪，来拯救救赎。
On behalf of you, he took the penalty.
就说他在你的位置上替你代罪。
Then you become a sinner.
所以你呢成了一个无罪的人。
Because he's God, he do this because he loves you.
他作为神来到世上做这个呢，是因着你，为你。
I just tell my little bit my story. Some people heard of that already.
那我要讲讲我自己一些故事，有人可能已经听过了。
We go to read Luke chapter 12.
我们就放到这个路加福音十二章，路加十二章
I tell you which verse is going to be on Luke 12 verse 14
从十四节开始
15, verse 15.
从十五节开始。
We can read in Chinese to pray.
我们用中文来念一下。于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”就用一比喻对他们说：“有一个财主，田产丰盛，自己心里思想说：我的畜产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说：我要这么办。”要把我的厂房撤了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说：“灵魂呐，有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”神却对他说：“无知的人呐，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前不富足的。”也是这样。
This story is about a rich, very rich person.
这个故事呢是关于一个财主的故事。
He makes so much money.
他赚了这么多的钱。
He don't know where to put it.
他不知道要放在哪里，存在哪里。
And he built bigger storage room.
所以他做了很大的厂房。
To store all his harvest.
所以呢，存储他的这个收获的东西。
Then he said to his soul,
所以他就对他自己的灵魂讲
：“I can live forever with no worry。”
我呢就永远呢就不用发愁了。
The Bible said, the Bible labeled this person as a rich fool.
那圣经呢把这个人叫做什么呢？叫做愚蠢的财主。
This rich fool thinks that.With money, he can solve the problem. He can live a happy life.
那他呢？觉得就是说，这个金钱可以解决上所有的问题， 可以过一个让他过一个幸福的生活。
But God said to him，
但是神对他讲
，Today，
今天
，will be the last day of your life。
今天就是你生命的最
后一天。Time is running out。
时间呢，已经一秒一秒过去。
Then you realize we are human。
那我们就会知道，我们只不过是人而已。
The Bible said, "What is important is in heaven, the eternal stuff."
所以圣经讲呢，最重要的是我们在天上积存的永恒的东西。
What is eternal is love, joy, peace in God's kingdom.
啊，永恒的东西呢，在神的国度里就是和平、仁爱和喜乐。
Earth is not your home.
这个世界不是你的家。
Life supposed to be difficult.
那。事实上生活就是会有困难。
So you may seek God. You may seek God.
那你要寻求神的面。
God said, this is not your home. When you leave this world, you are going home. You are not living home.
所以圣经上简单就是这个地方它不是你的家，当你离开这个世界你才回家。
We have to focus what is eternal.
我们的眼睛要盯着永恒的东西。
What is not eternal, eternal useless.
那如果不是永恒的东西呢？在永恒里面呢，它永远没价值。
We in the hotel business.
那我在做一个旅馆的生意。
And one of the customers, he probably really rich. When he rent one of our room for a month, he decorated like a palace.
那有一个顾客呢，来的旅客呢，非常的有钱。他把他租的这个房间呢，就是整个做的装饰，就像一个皇宫一样。
Put up his painting.
他自己来油漆。
Buy new paint.
那这个都是新的。
Electric garbage paint. Garbage.
包括垃圾箱也是用电动的。
Remote control.
完了以后呢，可以也是遥控的。
The toilet seat is gold plated.
那这个厕所的这个马桶呢，也是用金色来把它砌上。
I asked him, Mr. Roberts.
我就问他 ，Mr. Roberts.
Before we spend, right? This is our property. This is only a rental room.
我告诉他，我说这是我们的产业，对你来说这是暂时。
Because when you go, we have to remove all this.
当你离开的时候呢，我必须要把它重新来过。
He said, "I don't care. I just enjoy my lifestyle."
他说我不管，我今天就是要来享受我的这个生活方式。
He has no, he don't talk about future.
他也不去往这个未来。
We look at this. Hey, this is a funny story, right?
这是有趣的一个故事。
But people focus on this world only.
就是人们把眼睛就是集中在这个世界上。
The temporary thing is not eternal, but they think the temporary thing is eternal. That's the problem.
那好多人呢就把这个现在暂时的东西当成了永恒的。
They look at the rental property as their home. That's the problem.
他把这个他租的这样一个暂时住的地方当成了他的家。
We may love them, love this person.
当然，我们也是爱他。
But after we are all like this, we are the person exactly the same time.
其实我们呢不注意善见，跟他。
Because we focus on the temporary thing.
因为我们的眼睛就看在暂时。
On earth,
暂时在地上的东西。
One of my friends just died suddenly.
有一个朋友呢，最近也突然去世。
It happened probably to everybody of us. Suddenly, someone go when they're young age.
你知道。我们中间可能也会发生，有的人很年轻，突然就会走。
Just remind us, life is temporary.
这会提醒我们，生活、生命非常的短暂。
Life is fragile.
生命也是非常的脆弱。
One day, I'm in an investment banking business too.
那曾经有一天呢，我自己在做这个银行的这些
Yeah, when I was not in Vancouver, I was in the investment banking business.
我在来这个温哥华之前，我是在这个银行做投资的。
One day we watched news. Suddenly, two airplanes hit the train tower.
有一天呢，我们就看电视。 电池突然发现了两个飞机直撞这个双子塔
and it collapsed.
那两个双子塔
I have some friends there.
那我其实有朋友就站在那里
the top floor, I just had my dinner the other day, the restaurant.
那事实上呢在前一天我就在那个最上面的吃晚餐
Nobody went to work that day thing. This was the last day of my life.
没有一个人在那一天工作上班的时候就意识到这是我生命的最后一天。
I was lucky, I did my work that day either.
那我呢很幸运，那一天我就没有在身上。
Some people get sick and they did my work that day.
那有的人那一天病了，他就没去。
Suddenly, your life went.
突然发现我的生命就结束了。
Those are the richest person of America in the world.
事实上，在那边工作的是全美国、全世界的最富有的人。
3,000 richest men in the world perish same day.
就说3,000个世界上最富有的人同一天就不见了。
The next day, everybody go to church to pray.
那第二天呢，所有的人都去教会开始来祷告。
A little bit late.
但是有点迟了。
So be smart, don't be late.
所以呢，我们要做聪明人，不要太迟。
You never know.
永远也不知道。
Today may be the last day of your life.
今天可能就是你生命的最后一刻。
When I was in New York,
当我在纽约的时候
，and I attended a conference.
那我就参加一个会议。
And for whatever reason, I was really tired and not here. I did not really listen.
那天呢，我非常的累，他们讲的东西我听都没听。
But one word I remember.
但是有一句话我记得。
From the scripture.
啊，是从圣经上讲出来。
He said, "Today may be the last day of the life."
那个人讲的，他说今天可能是你生命的最后一天。
Maybe his purpose is want you to invest all your money in his account, right?
啊，可能那个人的讲这个话的目的呢，是要让你今天赶快投资。
Give me your money.
把你的钱。
Your home. Let me handle your money, right?
让我来替你管理你的财富。他讲。
Now, even he realized that.
实际上他那时候是这样想的
Even that time we realized, hey,
甚至那个人他也没有意识
Life is short.
那天这生命是短暂
Okay, I did a conference, then it was in New Jersey, the stadium, then I went back to the subway station.
所以呢就是说我就在纽约新泽西呢我就往那去了坐着地铁
Then I sit down facing a poster.
那我又坐着呢，就看到有一张广告画。
The poster is about an insurance company.
那这个广告呢，是关于一个这个叫是投资理财保险的。
It says today may be the last day of your life.
那个上面写的呢，也是说今天可能是你最后。
I'm sitting there. Hey, what message is this?
那他就坐在那，我就坐在那边呢，我就说这个。Hey, 为什么是这个
If I'm not a Christian, I'm probably thinking, hey, I'm pretty bad luck today.
那如果我不是一个基督徒的话，我会觉得这是一个今天厄运临到我，倒霉的日子临到我，这两次
临到。I'm cursed.
我看到被咒住了。
But not finished yet.
这个事情还没结束。
Then I went back to the hotel.
我就回到旅馆。
Where it is, sleep overnight.
我就有睡觉，非常累。
When you stop a coffee,
完了呢，就喝杯咖啡。
Have my usual coffee.
我就是按惯例喝杯咖啡。
In 54th Street and the Broadway Street.
那就是在五十四街和这个百老汇交界的地方。
Then I read the New York Times.
那我就看了一下《时代》杂志。
And I freak. Suddenly.That is a big letter.
就看到
capital letters
一个大写的一些字母
Today may be the last day of your life.
那又写的是今天可能就是生命的最后一刻，最后一天。
And I said, "Hey, that must be a message somewhere."
那我就说，今天是好像是一个信息给我的。
God wants me to do something.
想要让我做点事情。
Because at that time I was still trying to build other business in New York or some other place.
其实呢，那段时间我正好要在纽约和其他的地方要建立我自己的生意。
Because I do business in Shanghai and Hong Kong, in New York, in different places.
那我在上海、香港、纽约其他的地方都有我的生意。
I just sold my business and then I want to start something new.
我刚刚卖了我一些生意，要开始新的一些生意。
It looks like God said, "Hey, you have to stop."
我就觉得神好像是在给我讲，你
Time is running out. Time is running out.
时间不多了。
And you must turn.
你要回转。
180 degrees.
180度回转，回转。
To serve me.
你要来。服侍我。
I said, I still want to take my company public.
我就跟神讲，我还是要让我的这些公司呢，要走向要正常。
上市。上市。
要上市。
Public IPO。
上市。上市。
Because we are doing very well in Hong Kong, and my Hong Kong company is doing growing 25%. The Morgan Stanley is going to do the underwriting for us.
在香港的时候呢，那个他们的25%的增长速度做得很好。
啊，就是 Morgan Stanley 这个就是帮助人，就是来他们详细。
啊，这种
Morgan Stanley。对，啊 ，then we prepare。
所以我们就是预备这一期。
We prepare brochure, we prepare all the financial statement, executive summary, everything we preparing to try to.Access to the public money.
那我们就是做一切的预备，都是要来赚钱。
But somehow God gave me a little different message.
但是呢，可是这个神给了我这样一个不同的信息。
Enough is enough.
就说你够了。
Today maybe you get heart attack.
今天可能也许就可能心脏病。
Car accident.
或者是这个车祸。
Airplane accident.
或者是飞机
kidnapping
或者是绑架
robbery
或者是抢劫
a random shooting
或者是一个
become victim of violence
有的人成了这种枪杀的乱枪的牺牲品
God just remind me one thing
神就提醒我一件事情
That's an experience in Hong Kong
我曾经有过一个经历在香港
I finished the drawing the businessCame to Hong Kong to open a new business.
我从多伦多结束我的生意，回到香港我就开始我新的生意。
It's telecom business.
叫做 telecom.
相逢的相逢相逢。
就是。
We sell service.
手机的啊，手机的那个。
We do very well in Hong Kong.
我们做得很好。
And we have a lot of employees.
我们有很多的雇员。
And also some employees in China too.
在中国也有一些雇员。
The magazine said we are one of the fastest growing companies in Hong Kong.
就是我们当时呢，就是新闻也是报道，我们是在香港增长速度最快的。
It's a telecommunication company.
就是特别是这个电讯方面。
So we have a lot of different account. I control all the business account.
那我们有很多的这个账户，生意的账户，我都是掌管。
One day I had a coffee and a donut in.尖沙咀
有一天呢在尖沙咀那边呢我就是喝咖啡吃点 donut
There's only one donut store in Hong Kong
在香港只有在尖沙咀
Hong Kong people doesn't like donut
那因为香港的人不喜欢 donut
I'm a Canadian so I love donut
就是很甜的那种圆圆
And I'm the only one in the store
我是加拿大的人我就在那边吃
It's at the corner
在那个尖沙咀的一个角上
And somehow that isAlmost, I believe it's around 10 people came into the store.
大概有十个人来到这个。
I don't know what's going on. I focus on my agenda, just praying for tomorrow's business meeting.
那我呢就自己集中在我明天要做的事情，我为此祷告。
Suddenly, I was surrounded.
那突然发现这些人包围了我。
They know my name. They know are you Duncan?
他们也知道我的名字。
Yes, who are you?
Mr. Stark.
He said, I just needed to know who am I or who we are. Just came with us. We want you to go to each of your business account to get money.
他说你不需要知道我们是谁，你只要跟着我们走，去呢，在你每一个账户里面要拿钱出来。
I knew something is wrong there.
我知道事情不妙。
Then I say no.
我就说No.
Hong Kong is a society with law.
香港是一个法治的社会。
But they speak in Mandarin.
他们用国语给我讲。
They don't care.
说我们不管人。
拿钱。
拿钱。
Else.
或者就是另外的事情会发生。
Okay. 我说我不拿怎么样？
我说。
I won't do it.
后来呢？我说我不做，不干。
Then they take my left hand.
他们把我的左手拿过来。
Do you want to chop your left hand off or the left foot? Off first.
他说：“你想要我们剁你的左手，还是剁你的左脚？”
Now this is wrong.
啊，突然发现那是抢劫。
They can kill.
啊，抢劫的盗盗。
I didn't realize that because I'm a love money lover.
啊，在但是突然发现我是爱钱的人。
I said I don't care. You can try it.
他说我爱钱多过爱我的生命，所以说你我不管你要做什么就做。
The head guy was hesitant.
那个领头的呢就有点迟疑。
He thought you are fearful, but you're not. You now becoming I'm crazy. Money is my god.
我还以为你会害怕，发现你这个人也为了钱可以省命。
He hesitated.
他就开始有点犹豫不决。
But now I know.Today may be the last day of my life.
那个时候真的知道，今天可能是我生命的最后一天。
But because at that time money is so important, especially in Hong Kong, materialistic thing, you don't think about your life.
所以那个时候对我来说，钱在香港是最重要的，我真的不考虑我自己的生命。
But I remember mother told me.
但是我记得我的母亲告诉我。
My mother is a godly person.
她是一个爱神的人。
He lives in Toronto.
他住在多伦多。
He said every time he called me Duncan, every time he called me, I always okay. I try and he'll come and make money, but he should always say one thing, Duncan, I pray for you.
他每次给我打电话的时候呢，我就告诉他我又开了一个新的公司，又在赚更多的钱。他就告诉我 Duncan, 我在为你祷告。
And also, if you're in trouble, if you're in trouble.
他说如果你遇到麻烦。
You can pray to God.
你可以献身祷告。
I remember this one.
我就记得这句话。
That my prayer is so short.
所以我的祷告呢都很简短。
In the donut shop.
所以在那个donut店里面呢。
I said God save me.
就说神啊救我。
That's my prayer.
这就是我的祷告。
I'm not sure it's a prayer, but ask God for help.
我不知道这是不是一个祷告，但是我当时就这样祷告。
And suddenly a police.Police walking his beat.
但是突然的一个警察就是走过来。
Because the windows open, they are at the corner and surrounded by a big piece of glass, right?
当然，外面呢是橱窗是玻璃的。
Somehow for some reason, he saw something is wrong there.
那这个警察呢突然看到，觉得里面有。
He walked to the door.
他就来到门口。
What's going on?
他就问有什么事情发生。
Hong Kong police have gun, right?
香港的警察都是带枪。
Very efficient when they call, no, maybe 10-20 police come right away.
而且他一呼叫的话呢，可能20个警察立刻到场。
And those kidnappers really panic.
所以那些盗匪呢，突然就
they ran,
不知所措就跑掉了。
And I become alone.
但我又单独坐在那里。
The police ask, what's going on?
那些警察就问我，什么事情发生
？Then I told him what happened.
我就告诉他发生了什么。
Do you want us to investigate to press charges?
他说，你要不要让我继续去，这个进一步来立案，来调查
？I was so happy. I'm off. Right? I'm lucky to be out. Right?
那我已经很高兴，我没有
I don't even want to think about that. I don't have time for this. Okay, I have another meeting to go.I said, okay, forget that. Thank you. You've done a good job.
所以呢，我觉得我还很紧急，我也还要开下一个会议。我就说谢谢，我已经很高兴了，我就走了。
Then
不用了。
After one day, I went about my business as usual, forget about this incident.
所以呢，那天过后，我继续做我的生意，忘记这件事情。
Still continue to live my life like a person.With no future, no only money worship person.
所以呢，我继续过我的生活，就像好像不管将来如何，我继续来这个敬拜我的敬拜。
When in New York, when the message tells me you never know today may be the last day of your life, it remind me of this incident.
事实上，在纽约当时看到杂志上面看到这些广告上写的，今天可能是你最后的一天。
Life flashes in your mind.
那就常常在我的。
Then you see the picture. Oh, that day I could have finished.
那我就。
In the donut store.
在 donut store 那天，我可能就结束了生命。
And all the other memories come. Another memory is when I drove a car, a very German, powerful German car, when I was little younger.
那另外一个记忆呢，就是
Toronto.
在年轻的时候，在多伦多。
Because I'm rushing into some kind of business, and I just drove so fast and hit the barrier on the road. The car split into two.
就是当时我开一个有名的德国车呢，我急着要去审议的一些事情，结果呢就开的速度太快，撞到这个。
From front to the windshield to my seat, cut in half.
撞到这个高公路上的隔间，最后呢车就变成两个车了。
It could have been the last day of my life.
啊，也会成为我最后一天。
Another memory I remember when I was in Houston, flying to Cincinnati or something, the airplane suddenly go down.
另外一个事情呢，就是当我从飞到这个辛辛那提的时候呢，突然发现这个飞机在垂直降落。
The day didn't come, I could have finished that day too.
那我可能在那一天就忙了。
But this time I take it serious.
但这一次呢，我非常非常的认真。
Because three times the message is today could be the last day of your life.
因为三次呢，都有就有同一天都会告诉我，今天可能是你生命的最后。
Then I got the message.
我就真的好像这个信息进到我的脑海里了。
I turn around.
我就回头了。
I have to walk into God's plan.
那我要进到上帝为我的计划里。
Become the person God wants me to be.
要成为神要我成为的那。
To enjoy God's love, joy, peace.
你要去享受神给我的这个喜乐平安。
Because money cannot buy this thing.
因为金钱不能买到这些。
Money can only buy your misery.
你知道金钱只是买来的都是一些悲惨的事情。
What misery?
你知道什么悲惨的事情？
People try to kill me.
你知道这个人试图要来绑架你。
What misery?
什么？演的更多的。
You have the sport car, you will kill you.
啊，你有一个这种赛车，完了几乎要了你的命。
What misery?
那什么样的悲惨
？No peace.
没有平安。
Why? Because when we go to Shanghai, we need to hire at least three bodyguard.
那我每次去上海的时候，我都要有三个保镖。
Because someone said Shanghai and China is very dangerous. People can kill at any time.
因为那个时候人告诉
我
上海中国呢任何时候人都可能会来绑架你。
Because the taxi waiting for you is the one who going to kidnap you.
而且说那个开出租车的那个很可能就是来绑架你的那一个。
So I always have two or three bodyguards around me.
所以呢我总有两三个保镖在我的身边。
Over my shoulder.
所以呢常常的来抗左抗右。
Do you have peace? No peace.
你没有平安。
Money cannot bring you peace.
所以呢，金钱没有给你带来平安。
But God said, "I come to give you abundant life."
就像圣经他说，我来是要给你丰盛的生命。
Not only abundant life, eternal abundant life.
不仅仅是丰盛的生命，而是永远永恒。
Not only that, I give you love, joy, peace in this world.
不仅如此，在这个世界上还要给你。仁爱、喜乐、和平
，is not for sale。
啊，这些是你卖不了也买不来的。
Not only that, I give you love and security。
不仅如此，我要给你爱和安全感。
And your eternity is guaranteed。
啊，而且你的这个永恒的归宿也是保证的。
Some of the purpose of some of the Chinese dynasty, some of the king, they look for eternity.
你知道 就是这个中国过去的一些君王呢，试图要找这个长生不老的方法。
啊，秦始皇对吧？
秦始皇。
啊，他 look for the eternal medicine，
他想去 forever， 试图找一种药呢，可以让他长生不老。
And he couldn't find it。
他找不到。
But I believe if，
但是我相信，如果
Jesus， someone preached Jesus to him。
如果当时有人给秦始皇讲了耶稣
，He'll become the first Christian king in China in the world。
他会成为中国历史上第一个基督徒的皇帝。
Because he knows eternity is more than now。
因为他那个时候知道永恒的重要性比现在很多人。
God wants us to focus on the heavenly stuff。
所以神呢，让我们要集中在这个。这个天上的事。
And God already said, when you believe me, you become the children of God. You inherit all the blessing of the kingdom.
所以神说呢，当你相信我的时候呢，你就会成为我的儿女，继承神国里面一切
产业。The Bible called the kingdom, the kingdom of love.
这个产业呢，第一个是爱。
We live in the love.
我们活在爱里面。
Between each other.
互相之间有爱。
That's the new humanity.
那这是一个新造的人类。
That's our new home.
这是新造的家。
That's the new creation.
这是新的创造。
Which God wants to give it to you.
这是神要赐给你的。
God will create a new family.
神造了一个新的家。
This family is corrupted, all sinful. Jesus come to take up all the sin and then give us a new home.
过去的家已经腐朽了，但是耶稣来，通过他。给我们一个新的家。
That's in heaven.
这是一个在天上的家。
We are children of God.
我们成了神的儿女。
We become a royal family.
我们成了一个大家庭。
We'll enjoy what God has given us in eternity.
我们来一起来享受。
Not only God take up Jesus take up our sin.
不仅仅是耶稣已经担当了我们的罪。
We become righteousness.
而且我们成了公义的人。
And he said, "Now you are sinner. I want you to be my children."
但是呢，他说是现在，过去是罪人，但是现在要成为我的儿女。
Included in the God's family.
让你成为神家里的人。
That's tremendous blessing.
这是多大的祝福啊！
This gift is incomparable to any gift you have in this world.
这样的礼物比世界上任何的恩赐、任何的礼物都要重要。
This is the kind of gift one God wants to give it to you.
这就是神要给你的礼物。
All you need to do just come to me, I'll give you this.
所以你要做的就是你来到神的跟前。
You don't need to change anything.
你不需要改变什么。
You need to don't need to pretend to anybody.
也不需要来装模作样成为什么人。
Jesus said,
耶稣讲
，Come as you are.
就是按你的本相来到我的。
As you are.
就是按你的本相
，No matter who you are，
就是你做你自己。
Come now，
不管你是谁，现在你来。
My love for you is now，
我对你的爱就是现在。
Not tomorrow，
不是明天。
When you ask someone do you love me，
如果你问一个人说你爱我吗
？If someone hesitate，
如果他犹豫不决
，I answer you tomorrow， that's not love。
如果他说明天，我告诉你那不是爱。
When you ask your girlfriend do you love me， she says I think about that， that's no love。
如果你问你的女朋友你爱我吗她说让我想想
But God as a father tell you I love you Do you love me
天上的父亲呢作为父亲他说我爱你你爱我
He want to love you now not tomorrow
他今天爱你你的爱要临到你是今天不是明天
He want you to come to him now not tomorrow
他要让你呢来到他的跟前今天不是明天
You don't need to change anything
也不需要改变任何的事情
You come as you are
就按你的本相。
No matter you're good or bad or something.
不管你是好还是坏还是什么。
Today I challenge you come to accept Jesus and confess your sin, then you will become a new creation. God will give you a new spirit, you will live a new life. You don't need to change anything.
今天我要挑战你呢，你就按照你的本相来到耶稣的跟前呢，接受他给你的这样一个永恒的赦免。
Because God will change you.
接受罪的赦免。
Because God will change you inside out from inside out.
神会改变我们从里到外
Give you a new spirit, new heart
他会给我们新的灵新的心
You can live up to the potential to the person you want to be.
你会活出那个最精彩的生命。
Your new life is in Christ waiting for you.
你新的生命在耶稣里面正在等待着你。
Come as you are.
所以呢，就按你的梦想。
Give him your burden.
所以把你的这个这个重担也交给他。
Give him your pain.
把你的痛苦也交给他。
Give him your bitterness.
把你的苦和毒也交给他。
Give him your burden.
把你的重担交给他。
Give him your love.
把你的爱也给他。
Come as you are.
所以就按你的本相。
He will love you just as you are.
他爱你是按照你。
If anyone today he wants to come to Christ, all you need to come to front, and Pastor Wang will pray for you.
如果你今天你觉得你要接受这个神的爱，接受耶稣作为救主，你可以来到前面，牧师会为你。
God will bless you.
神会祝福你。
He will start a new life with you together, make you understand.
他会给你一个新的生命。也会让你新的。
All you need to do, I'm willing to believe.
所以，你要做的呢，就说我愿意。
Come as you are.
就说你要按你的本相来。
Anyone want to accept Christ, please raise your hand. Or want to go further to be in your Christian life, raise your hand. Anyone?
如果你愿意接受耶稣基督今天的话，你可以举起你的手来。
Then we pray for you. Two. We have two people there, right?One person. Anyone else? This young girl?
No.
Oh. You already a Christian? Okay. What about the two
gentlemen?
Do you want to accept Christ? Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord. The gentleman can come. Mary, go with him. Come with him.
让他可以一起上来也行。
上来 ，come with me。
我们一起
为你祷告。We just pray for him. We just pray for him. Okay. And also the
they are already
Christian. Okay. It's a joyful thing that people come to Christ.
唐伯伯，你要不要讲两句？
你又可以说说你可以不用说你就祷告不需要祷告
谢谢
你叫什么名字
太野青
不需要祷告
好的我们一起来伸出手来祝福唐伯伯好吧让他
一同祷告吗
一同祝福他口神就是祝福他基督永永远远与他同行
主啊，是的，主，我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你，你今天才派你的信息进到唐伯伯的心里面。主啊，他愿意来接受耶稣基督成为他的救主。他的心里面是敞开的。主啊，就像刚刚弟兄讲的信息一样，按我的榜样来到你的跟前，你就接受我。主啊，你的赦免就领到他。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美。当他心里相信口里承认的时候他就是神的儿女从今以后生命不再一样他的罪要得到完全的赦免主啊我感谢你赞美主啊你继续带领他前面的路程奉主耶稣的名阿门欢迎你进入我们的大家庭啊，跟我们一起来追求谢谢大家好请坐到请唐伯伯哈利路亚好的我们感谢主啊让通过阿姆要不要翻译一下感谢主
Thank you, Lord.
神通过丹肯弟兄呢讲他的见证让我们真的认识到神
We really come to know the Lord.
神是认识神是多么的重要
It's important to know our Lord.
那我就稍微补充一点就是永恒的生命不仅仅是我们死后才有永恒的生命
It's not only that after our death that we inherit the eternal life.
永恒的生命是今天开始
Eternal life starts today.
所以一个真正信主的人非常清楚。
So those who really believe, he understands very well.
永恒的生命,
the eternal life is in us.
这是约翰一书讲,
this is one that is written in First John.
那个永恒的生命就会彰显出来,
and then the eternal life will manifest.
所以我们每个人都有很多很多的见证,
so each one of us have many testimonies.
这个新的生命呢, 你只要重到永恒,
this new life will continue forever.
当然那一天一切就更加显明,
but of course at that time the, everything will be revealed.
一切就更加真实,
and will be very true at that.
所以大家我们彼此来以后邀请我们的朋友们来听这样的见证。
So let us also invite our friends to come to know this message.
我们这样为我们的朋友亲友来不断地来祷告，不断关心他。
Pray for our friends and our relatives, and we pray for them.
我自己因为常常的传福音呢，接触过很多人，也是有过这种濒死经验的。
I share a lot of gospel. Share gospel with a lot of people. And some of them they have the near-death experience.
那有的人真的就去了地狱。And
some of them really went to hell.
有的人去了天堂。Some
of them went to heaven.
后来反正有的是亲友为他祷告，就回来了。And
then of course the relatives pray for them. They come back to life.
回来生命就不一样。And
then their lives changed.
开始就像Duncan这样，就是开始有一个极大的一个转变。
As Brother Duncan just shared, and their lives totally changed.
回来就是我们做一个极大的转变，是把真实的当成真实的。And
we really took it serious, take it as real things.
Take the truth as truth, lie as lie. 那我们大部分的人呢，就是把谎言当成了真理，真理当成谎言。
Many of us, we took the lies as truth.
就像当时讲的，为了金钱可以不要命。
Jesus, Brother Duncan shared, he risked his life for money.
就是我们相信了一个谎言。
Because we believed lies.
现在很多人都相信这样的谎言。
And many of us believed lies.
可以说大多数人都相信这样的谎言。
And we can say that most of us believe lies.
我特别是在民主社会说，大多数人信的就是对的。
In a democratic society, you can say the majority thinks what they believe, you think that is true.
但是在神的眼里面不是这样。
But in God's eyes, that is not that, like that.
如果你冰箱里面有10个苹果，有9个烂的，1个好的。
If in your fridge, there are 10 apples, but 9 of them are good, and 1 is bad.
No, 9 are bad, 1 is good.
Oh, sorry.
你会做什么？你是不是因为那九个是大多数，你把它留下来，把那一个扔掉
？You say them more because one you threw all of them.
我想这个世界上的人都不会这样做。
And I believe most of us will not do like that.
但是呢，民主告诉我们，在道德上，在这个对待神的好多思想方面呢，追求上面呢，他们会这样做。 就把9个烂苹果会留下来，把1个好苹果扔掉，这就是现代的民主。
But in the modern democratic thoughts, you could save the 9 bad apples and you threw away the good one.
但是我们不要搞错。
But we should not be confused.
不要搞错。
Don't make mistake.
你可以对别人讲谎言，但是不要对你自己不要讲谎言。
You may say lies. Tell lies to them, but don't tell lies to yourself.
因为你自己信了，你就忘了。
But if you believe the lie, then you will be in trouble.
对，所以邓克讲的刚才的是非常非常真实，我自己也经历过，我含在心里。
And what Brother Duncan shared is so true.
那今天不简单的说，所有人说金钱还是很重要的，对的。
So many of you say, is money important? Yes, it is.
但是你认识神以后，神必然会来照顾。
But after you believe God, God will take up you.
这是把鸡和蛋要搞清楚啊，哪个在前，车和马要搞清楚。
You have to distinguish them very well. Egg or the chicken.
所以圣经上要让我们做聪明人。
So we must be smart.
所以你来到爸爸的面前呢，不要老盯着爸爸的钱包。Come
to your father, don't just look at his wallet.
你爱爸爸，钱包就有了。
Love your father, then his wallet will be given to you.
盯着爸爸的钱包，如果忽略了爸爸呢，这钱包也得不着。
If you only want his wallet, you don't want.
那在我的亲友当中，真有这样的人，盯着爸爸的钱包，最后爸爸甚至非常的讨厌。
Many of us, the relatives, they are really look at their father's wallet only, and the father is really angry.
Dislike. 所以呢，我们要做聪明人。
So we must be smart.
聪明人就是呢，搞清楚次序。
If you're smart, you know the order.
神太爱我们，给我们真实的东西。
God Father loves us. He wants to.
那就是永恒的生命。
That is eternal life.
这个永恒的生命，有就表现出来这个那种爱。第一个是爱。
When this eternal life manifests, the first thing is love.
是世界上人都在寻求。
And that is what the world is seeking for.
平安。
Peace.
是世界上人都在找的。
And the whole world is looking for it.
你挣钱做什么？
What is money for?
不就是为了平安，建立有安全吗？
You just want peace.
本身想的是安全。
In your life, but God.
所以我们感谢主，真的我们每一个人都是也有这样一个使命感，就是给我们弟兄姐妹，我们自己想要得着以后呢，我们要给我们的家人，要给弟兄姐妹，要给旁边的朋友们，真的要来传讲这一个好消息，生救世人的好消息。
We really should have this mission when we share the gospel with others, brothers and sisters, and this is the real blessing.
所以我们继续的祷告，我们一起起立好不好？祷告。我们让神的这个恩典临到我们的身上，大大的来浇灌我们。我们主啊，是的，主，我们再次的祷告。谢谢你差派你的儿子耶稣基督，为我们的罪钉在十字架上，让我们的罪得到完全的赦免，让我成为一个义人。
So we can be righteous.
轻松地奔走前面的路程。
So we can walk in our way for the future.
主啊，谢谢你让我们成为新造的人。
Thank you for giving us this new life, be a new creation.
谢谢你，你应许把圣灵赐下来，住在我们的里面。
Thank you for your promise for this Holy Spirit that is given to us.
主啊，你大大的充满。每一个人
，Fill us everyone，
大大的充满每一个人
，Fill us everyone，
主要让每一个人真的，主要在圣灵里面，主要跟随你。
In spirit they will follow you。
你说所有被神的灵所引导的，就是神的儿子。
You said those who are led by spirit are children of God。
主要是在中再次的说，主要你的圣灵在大大的浇灌，因为。
So your spirit pour upon them。
让我们生活有力。
So that we have strength in our lives.
那灵里面充满了自由。
And we have freedom in our spirit.
哦，充满了勇敢。
And we full of courage.
充满了平安。
Full of peace.
充满了信心。
Full of faith.
充满了爱心。
Full of love.
充满了盼望。
Full of hope.
神啊，每个人都要经历你的真实。
Yes, everyone will experience you, the true God.
我们中间见证一个一个都要出来。
We will turn witness that.One by one, they will come out.
你会供应我们世上所需用的一切。
You provide everything that we need on the earth.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
信实的主。
Faithful God.
你必看顾。
You will watch and provide.
你必供应。
You will provide.
我们为桌上的食物今天也献上感恩。
We also pray for the food on the table.
都是你丰厚的供应。
This is the great provision from you.
我们感谢着领受。
We thank you.
我们为准备食物的弟兄姐妹献上感恩。
We also thank the brothers and sisters who prepare the food.
大大的祝福每一个人。
And bless them, everyone.
今天没有机会能够来准备食物的，也大大的祝福。
Today, those who have no time to prepare food, you also bless them.
因为都是你的恩典。
Because this is your grace, all given from you.
都是你的儿女。
They are all your children.
让我们一起来享受赐给我们的。
So join together, join your grace.
主，你祝福我们下面这个，在餐桌上面， 一起来吃饭，一起来交流的时间。
Bless the time on the table that we share together.
让我们真的成为主里面的一家人。
That we all be true family in you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.